Good morning. It is 8:16, and I'm Brooke Schaefer here at Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I'm joined in the studio by Helena Van Veen. Helena is a health educator at Search. Thank you for coming in this morning, Helena.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
We are here to chat about an upcoming event. It's going to happen on November 7th at Sitka Kitsch. And I'm going to quickly reach over and move your mic, and then I'd like to ask you to tell me about the event. So what is this event coming up on November 7th?
What it is, it's a session on healthy eating. I teach the healthy lifestyle sessions over at Search and Health Promotion. And for this particular session, we wanted to do a food demonstration on healthy eating and show our participants in the class you can eat a healthy meal. It's how you prepare it and have it still really taste good. So that session, we're opening up to the public, the community. All the classes are free, as well this one will be. And we just want to demonstrate healthy eating in honor of Diabetes Awareness Month in November.
Okay, excellent. So, and you're going to be co-teaching the class, if I understand correctly. You'll be joined by Jessica Holland?
Yeah, Jessica Holland is the registered dietitian over at Search, and she is so kind and wonderful. She does a great job teaching, and I reach out to her during some of these sessions to help her, or for her to help us. Sometimes there's some questions that I cannot answer since I'm not a dietetic.
Sure. You're not trained as a dietitian.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So she's just lovely. And then it gives the participants a chance to meet her and what services she offers. And we can really learn from her expertise.
Connect people to the resources at Search. And
yes, okay, correct.
Great. Which is what you, that's where you are. You're a health educator at Search. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do, what your job is beyond this class that you'll be offering?
Yeah. Well, I have been teaching the healthy lifestyle sessions for the past 2 years, and before that, I worked with a grant that did a very similar curriculum. Search really liked it in health promotion. They saw the benefits of it. It focuses on lifestyle change to help with chronic disease, so help lower your risk for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, high blood pressure. So that's what I've been doing. And then also, just recently this year, I started doing one-on-one lifestyle coaching, also free to the community. I just started getting that going. And so if people ever want to reach out to me for that, they're more than welcome.
What is lifestyle coaching? What would someone be wanting if they came to you for that?
Well, they would be wanting to work on a change, something, I just can't seem to, stop snacking in the evening and it gets me in trouble, or I'm having trouble exercising, I just don't have the motivation, or I had an injury and I'm discouraged. It's about coming to me and I can work with them one-on-one, helping them reach their goals by setting goals with them and being a really good support person for them.
That sounds fantastic. That's great to know that that's there. It's not something I was aware of.
Yeah. So it's taking any kind of unhealthy habit that you want to create a good habit, or, you just need motivation. Sometimes it helps to come and actually talk about it and bounce ideas off of each other. And I work as a guide for them and with them to help them achieve their goals that they are setting.
It's nice, the term coach, so maybe we just need a personal coach to help reach your goals. So, but then one of the things that you do within that job, besides this kind of one-on-one coaching, is this healthy lifestyle sessions.
Yes.
Okay. And so coming back to that class, that's going to be offered November 7th from noon to one at Sitka Kitsch, and it will be offered by you and Jessica Holland, and you're going to actually have food there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're going to do a food demonstration on how you can eat healthy. Unfortunately, I probably won't have enough to actually have a lunch in, but good tasters.
Great.
Yeah. So along with the sessions of healthy eating, we talk about, portions and, choosing something healthier over something that might be so healthy for us. We pay attention to how we cook our food, and also in honor of Alaska Native American Heritage Month is also November, we're going to discuss eating traditionally also, like things out of our land.
That's so
that are
cool.
Indigenous to Sitka, you know, salmon, how good it is for you, goose tongue, you know, just different things that our beautiful Sitka has to offer, salmon berries and the benefits of eating those as well.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic, especially because one of the challenges here, I feel like, is the financial aspect of eating well, that some of the food, because of where we live, you know, on an island, it can
right.
be expensive.
Yeah. And, you know, that is also something that we wanted to show with the healthy food demo is that we're going to cook something that is affordable, that, you know, whatever vegetables on sale that week at Market Center or mm-hmm. Lakeside or C-Mart, you know, a lean meat, you know, another veggie, the colorful tray, you know, mm-hmm. just make it really, what do you want to call it, enticing and showing that it's affordable. You can eat healthy on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
I think also that people think of healthy eating as, oh, it's going to be boring and, oh, I have to eat hummus and a carrot, you know, and those are good for you.
Right.
But, you know, not everybody likes that. So I also want to show them that you can eat a leaner, healthier meal and actually really taste good.
And so many of the foods that you talked about earlier, like salmon, are just delicious. And
oh,
I think
yes.
most of us can enjoy eating
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, most of us in, you know, Southeast Alaska, we're very blessed, I think, with really good seafood.
Right, so. An abundance of food locally.
Yes.
Yeah. So who should come to this? Who in the community should come to this class?
Anybody who's interested in learning to eat a healthy meal or just learning a little bit more about portion sizing and maybe they just don't know how to cook a quick healthy meal. You know, maybe they don't know where to start or they're just interested in learning new recipes.
Okay. So literally anyone who's
literally
sort of interested.
Anyone, yeah. Or who just needs that help of, geez, I don't know. I'm trying to eat healthy, but I don't, you know, I'm running out of ideas. What can I do? Anybody who's interested in learning how to eat healthier on a quick meal, on a budget,
okay.
and then take advantage of our registered dietitian, Jessica Holland, and her great information. And
so she'll bring a kind of a spin to the class, yeah, that can give us the science, maybe give the listeners a little more of the nitty-gritty behind why one might make the choices for certain types of food, or
yes.
she'll bring that information.
Yeah, she'll be able to, again, answer those kinds of questions that sometimes people have. And me being a health educator, I know some of it, but mm-hmm. she is more the expert. You know, that is her area where she really shines and is passionate about it. And she makes it fun and interesting and less threatening. You know,
right.
Again, I think people, you know, hear healthy eating and they go, oh, geez, it's not going to taste very good. It's mm-hmm. going to be hard and I don't have the time to make that kind of meal. And with this, we're hoping to remove some of those fears.
I think you and I were talking earlier about sometimes the impression of like healthy eating also being like really complicated, like a bunch of fancy ingredients that are hard to find and take a bunch of time to prepare. So I love the thought of this class and teaching people that you can use sort of everyday ingredients, things we can easily find at the grocery store, and it doesn't have to be time consuming or complicated.
Yes, yes, that was the main idea because I know that's a challenge for all of us.
Time.
You know, we're all working a lot, both households are working, our income is more challenging at times, and again, living on an island, so you know, our grocery stores are, you know, a little bit more expensive, but I, again, hoping with this class that we could show people you can still eat healthy. It could taste good. You know, it could be quick and easy and anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm. And it can look good.
And it, yeah, and right. taste good. That's why I keep saying taste good. But, you know, again, I'm trying to remove that stigma with healthy eating that it's doesn't taste good or it's boring. So.
Right. And people will be able to have small tasters, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. After, you know, it'll be cooking during the talk. Jessica will be teaching the class and the sessions on healthy eating and the importance of it. And then I will be bringing it out and giving tasters and everyone will get to watch me make it. And then it'll be cooking during class and then we'll get to taste it.
Oh, this sounds fun. So if people are interested in coming, they don't need to register?
No, just show up at the Sitka Kitch.
Which we were looking for the address for it, and we weren't able to find it on the community calendar. I bet we could Google it really quickly.
Oh, yeah, I do believe it is 505 Sawmill Creek Road.
Okay. It is right downtown on
yes,
Sawmill Creek.
Yes, in the Presbyterian Church.
Right. So if you can find that, but if I can get the address, I will mention that over the air here shortly. But I also wanted to, I wondered if there was a phone number that we should give people.
Yeah, if you would like to contact me and have more questions about the healthy session, mm-hmm. it is 966-8914 in Helena Van Veen.
Okay, wonderful. And unfortunately, I only found their P.O. box online. So, yeah, just on Sawmill Creek Road at the Presbyterian
and
Church.
I'm pretty sure it's 505.
Okay,
Sawmill great. Creek Road.
Great. Thank you, Helena.
All right, thank you.
And thank you all for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.